You are listening to .mil Docs, the Military Health System's official podcast. Thanks for downloading the show. I'm Russell Carlson. It's Thursday, April 8th, 2010, and this is .mil Docs episode 106. Our guest this week is Lieutenant Colonel Hans Richard, Director of DoD Psychological Health, Strategic Operations, Force Health Protection and Readiness. He is on the line to discuss the relatively new in-transition program, which offers a kind of transitional support to service members who are receiving mental health treatment. Lieutenant Colonel Richard, welcome to .mil Docs.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, okay, could you talk to us a little and tell us about the in-transition program? Like, what is its purpose and who does it support?
Sure, yes. We're very enthusiastic about the program. It's a brand new program designed to ensure that service members who are receiving mental health treatment continue with that treatment even when they move. And the reason for the program is that we've discovered that sometimes a transition such as a PCS or a return from a deployment or separation or transfer of care over to the VA or something similar, we found that the transition sometimes disrupts mental health treatment. So we've started a program that enables service members and their providers, their mental health providers, to make it easier to ensure that the treatment continues during such a transition.
Is this a first of its kind program? Is this the first time this has ever been done?
Yes, it is. This is a brand new, and we're very enthusiastic that it will be widely used, because a key feature of the program is that members will be assigned a personal coach, and that coach will follow the member through their transition and on to the next location.
Who are these coaches? Like, what's their expertise?
The coaches are all master's level trained behavioral health providers, so they have special expertise in the areas of behavioral contracting. Also in the area of motivational interviewing, which is simply encouraging a member to continue to get better in their treatment. And they're fully familiar with the military culture and the unique demands that are placed on our service members. So what they're best at doing is increasing motivation for treatment and ensuring that the treatment continues across the geography created by a transition.
And what types of resources will the support coaches be able to provide to the service members?
What we've done is developed a sort of a catalog of resources that the coaches will be able to refer to whenever a service member makes a transition. So, for example, the coach will have information about VA programs and locations, about TRICARE referral sources and the area network. They'll have information about local military treatment facilities and programs that are offered in those locations. They'll also be able to describe and explain various mental health concepts and terms, and be able to speak about different kinds of treatment for those different kinds of conditions that service members might have. So they'll be specially trained to ensure that the service member knows exactly the nature of the diagnosis and the treatment that's going on presently, and have the information that's needed to make sure that the service member gets the right treatment after and during the transition.
Okay, so let's say I'm a service member and I've got new orders and I'm going somewhere else and I'm getting mental health treatment and I want to take advantage of this in-transition program. How do I do that?
So the first thing you would do would be to discuss the upcoming move with your clinician, your behavioral health provider, and give the details about the move, when it's going to occur, and where you're expected to go to, and then the provider will review the program with you or the person transitioning, and either you or your provider will call an 800 number to get assigned a personal coach. So the idea is not a call center. This is not a place where you just call up for information. This is an 800 number that connects you with a 24-hour service where an individual coach will be assigned for your move.
Okay, so this is how you get your coach.
That's correct.
And so there's an 800 number. Do you know if this information will also be online?
Yes. The 800 number will be widely published. I can give it to you right now. It's 800-424-7877 in CONUS and 800-424-4685 for members who are stationed overseas. There's also a collect number, 314-387-4700.
Great, and we'll get that information on the website health.mil as well.
That would be great.
It's time to take a quick break for the .mil Docs Health Beat, news and information from the military health system. When we come back, we'll continue with Lieutenant Colonel Richard.
.mil Docs Health Beat.
On March 3rd, Congress passed emergency legislation delaying the 21.2% reduction in Medicare reimbursement rates until April 1st. Congress adjourned before April 1st without further delaying the reduction, and Medicare has suspended claims processing pending Congress's return from adjournment. Currently, TRICARE is continuing to process claims without applying the reimbursement reduction. When Medicare declares new reimbursement rates, TRICARE will take 30 to 60 days to change business systems to align, as required by law, with the new Medicare rates. April is Month of the Military Child. Military children often face additional stress related to deployments and time spent away from a parent away from home. Support is available to ensure that children receive the guidance and direction they need. Visit health.mil/militarychild for links to resources parents and family members can use to provide children with the care they need. Do you know your drinking IQ? Today is National Alcohol Screening Day, which gives us all an opportunity to openly discuss the dangers and warning signs of alcohol abuse and dependence. Military Pathways, a nonprofit organization funded by the DoD, encourages all service members and their families to take a free, anonymous screening to assess their alcohol use and behaviors. Take the anonymous self-assessment at www.drinkingiq.org and get on the right track. All these stories and more are available at health.mil. Log on to stay up to date. This has been your .mil Docs Health Beat. For the Military Health System, I'm Elizabeth Lockwood.
Welcome back to .mil Docs. We are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Hans Richard about the in-transition program.
So why is the DoD concerned about ensuring service members continue their mental health treatment?
A couple of reasons. The first one is that a transition or a move or a separation is a very distracting event, very time-consuming and logistically complex. And so we've noticed that some members who are in the midst of such a transition may not continue in their treatment. So that's the first reason. The second and more important reason is that we get the best results treating mental health conditions when treatment is uninterrupted and when it continues to its prescribed course and completed fully. And it is sometimes the case that members who are in treatment fail to complete treatment for one reason or another. So the program really strives to ensure the very best treatment, the very best mental health treatment we can give our service members.
And make sure that nobody falls through the cracks.
That's exactly right. We don't want anyone to be derailed by a transition, either a return from a deployment, as I said, a move to another location, retirement, separation, transitioning from DoD to VA. We're very, very concerned that people who are receiving treatment continue to get the best treatment possible.
Okay, so this is not just for active duty service members who are transitioning to a new active post, but also for those that are going into that are separating from the service.
That's absolutely right. The transition can be any kind of change from one location to another, whether it's a retirement, a separation, a return from a deployment, or even a temporary duty, or a PCS, a permanent change of station.
Okay, so this in-transition program is really sort of a collaboration between DoD and VA?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of several initiatives that we're very proud about that will make sure that we get seamless care or an easy transition between DoD and VA services. This is very important since many of our members will continue their care with the VA either after a deployment or after a separation or a retirement. So in a very explicit way, this allows the losing provider to know, along with the person in treatment, that continuity of care will continue within the VA system. The coaches will actually be calling the patient each week to ensure continuity of care and to ensure ongoing high motivation for treatment. So it should close any gap that's existed between the DoD military treatment facility and the VA centers.
And there's some reassurance for the provider in the DoD there.
Yes. It's the best standard of care is when one provider makes a clean handoff to another provider, and we have a complementary program that will establish provider-to-provider contact. The unique thing about this program is that it will provide ongoing contact to the service member who's receiving the treatment. So it will be as though there will be a bridge between one provider and the next.
Great. Well, this seems like it's a step in the right direction. Lieutenant Colonel Richard, thank you for being on the show this week.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is it for us this week on .mil Docs. Once again, the web address for the In Transition program is www.health.mil/intransition. There's also a number that you can call inside the U.S. It's 800-424-7877. That number also applies to Alaska and Hawaii. Outside of the U.S. for In Transition, call 800-424-4685, or outside the U.S. you can call Collect 314-387-4700. Next week, our guest is Vice Admiral John Madison, the commander of the Joint Task Force National Capital Region Medical, also known as JTF CAPMED. Vice Admiral Madison will talk with us about the programs that JTF CAPMED has to offer service members and their families. Until then, see you on health.mil.
This program is a product of the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, Military Health System. .mil Docs features the most relevant military health topics important to you and your family. If you have questions or topics you'd like to see on an upcoming episode, send us an email at .mildocs@tma.osd.mil. That's dotmildocs@tma.osd.mil. Visit health.mil for more episodes.